好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。
欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，
第二部分是你说不出来的英语，
第三部分为你介绍 A very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。
所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
Hi, welcome to Real and Relax. This is Susan.
Hi, this is Al.
Now let's begin the review part.
上次我们说了两个口语中常用的表达方法，就是还好一般。The first one is nothing special. The second one is so-so.
So-so. 上次我们还说了一个关于peace 的一句话
Don't go into pieces.
Don't go to pieces. 就是不要成为碎片，就不要生气哦。
不要生气，不要抓狂。
还有就是我到达某个地方，我很安全的到达某个地方，就是是完整的。All one piece.
All one piece.
So now let's begin the new ones.
这次我们要说的两个跟 whistle 有关的词， whistle 是吹口哨，对吧？
whistle。
那它在第一个 whistle in the dark，
in the dark， 那就是在黑暗中吹口哨，那是什么？
你 think about it， 如果自己晚上一个人走，然后会很害怕，所以就 your whistle in the dark， 就是
给自
己壮
胆。
Yes,、
okay.
that's right。就是譬如说你在一个坟地里、you have to sing or whistle something to, you know.
Okay.
And、Dick is dating a football player's girl, and he claims he's not afraid of what the player will do when he finds out. But Dick is just whistling in the dark. The football player is as big as a grizzly bear and twice as mean.
哈哈，说 Dick 最近开始和一个足球运动员的女朋友一起出去玩，他说即使那个足球运动员发现他也不害怕，但是呢他也只不过是给自己壮壮胆而已。那个足球运动员个子大的像只大灰熊，而且比大灰熊更厉害的，而且比大灰熊还要厉害。
对，
因为他还有 brains。
对， grizzly bear 大灰熊 twice as mean， 比他还刻薄，比熊还刻薄两倍。 Well, that's the first one, whistle in the dark. 还有呢，
John says he'll drive to Beijing by himself to be interviewed by the school he applied for. He's just whistling in the dark. As a matter of fact, he's never driven on that big 8-lane highway and he's a very nervous, inexperienced driver.
啊，这个爸爸说呢，他说他想自己开到北京去，去给他那个报考的学校去面试，但他 whistle in the dark 根本就是撞自己的胆，实际上他从来没有在八车道的高速公路上开过车。 8 line highway， 他只是非常的紧张，从来没有经验了。
OK, just got an interview， 好多考研的同学也是自己过来，
对，要面试不过这家有钱一点，要开车嘛。
OK, 自己过来。
OK, well this is the first one, whistle in the dark The second one is to blow the whistle.
Blow the whistle, blow 是吹。
这个 whistle 就刚才那个 whistle in the dark 是做动词，然后这个 blow the whistle， 这个 whistle 很明显就是
名词，
吹哨子。这个吹哨子呢、就是揭发、告发、就开始弄出一些声响。Mr. Green did us taxpayers.A favor. When he discovered his boss was taking bribes, he blew the whistle and wrote the congressman about it. They investigated, and the boss got fired, and he may end up in jail.
Oh, that's bad. 说 Green 先生为我们纳税人做了一件好事，当他发现他的上司受贿以后，他就告发了。他写信把情况告诉了来自他居住地区的国会议员，然后国会议员进行了调查，所以他们的上司就被解雇了。但是他最终可能还会坐牢哦，就是 take bribes
and
go to jail.
Yes, that's right. And 这里纳税人很简单，就是 taxpayers、taxpayers. 啊、这种揭发坏人的事 it's not 也不是每个人都敢做的。
That's right.
因为你要承担风险，而且非常要有勇气。
而且就是即使他进去了，可能他的党羽们还存在。
So it's difficult. 再来听听这个，哇，这个。 曾经拍过一个非常怎么说的电视剧呢 Okay, let's see. Our company manager had tried to sexually harass several female employees, but nobody dare say a word. Last week, Mary finally blows a whistle on him, and the company investigated him and decided to fire the man.
Okay. 说我们公司经理曾经想调戏几个女职员，但是没有一个人敢说一个字。就没有人敢告发他。上星期 Mary 终于把这件事情揭发出来了。啊，公司经过调查以后已经决定解雇那个经理。嗯，这还是好的结果。
哇，这个听起来很简单，现实生活中恐怕要很复杂。哦，而且电视剧现在很多，而且法律上的问题也有很多。举证比较难。Well, it's a big problem, huh?
One of those things.
Yes, and, 先要记住这个是 sexually harass, 这里翻译做调戏已经非常的文雅，对吧？ Okay, 所以呢我们今天两个说的短语呢就是 first one to whistle in the dark, 给自己壮胆。The second one
is to blow the whistle.
就是揭发。
揭发告发。
揭发告发。
That's really brave, you know?
Yes, very
behavior.
Great. Yes. Okay, now let's move to part two.
Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语。登录 www.cooler.com， 最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线。更多精彩等着你。
嗯，刚才我们说 blow the whistle 里面举的例子有关于调戏。
嗯，
接下来这个场景呢也跟调戏有关系，但是
it's different, quite different,
quite different.
嗯哼，
就是说两个一个外国人吧，
嗯，
然后他在可能是西方国家，
嗯，
然后他一个姐妹就说啊，哦，我最近我的一个姐妹好像跟一个外国人在好，是不是你啊？
嗯，
不会是你吧？
嗯，
然后那个外国人说，嗯，就是我。他说这么巧 ，You're pulling my legs.
You're at pulling my legs. 我们这个好像说过，
嗯，原来
similar, yes.
啊，你是在，然后那个外国人特别的，好像很 embarrassed 说 ，I'm not pulling your leg.
我没有在拖你的腿。Okay, so you are pulling my legs.
这个是怎么解释？
就是你在开玩笑吧？
嗯，你在开玩笑，不是说你在拉我的腿或者拉你腿，说有一腿
yes,
或调戏，没有关系。
Yes.
你说你在开玩笑吧
？Are you kidding me? The same thing. 嗯哼。Okay.
Okay, you and I are not in laws.
You are pulling my leg. Are you?
No, I'm not. Your sister and my big brother have just announced that they are getting married.
You're gonna be kidding.
No, I'm not joking.
啊，这里就有三个词组，都是说你在开玩笑吧。
Mm-hmm.
First, 我们刚说的 ，You are pulling my leg.
You are pulling my leg, aren't you?
嗯哼，胡说吧。嗯哼，
就是 You got to be kidding.
You got to be kidding. 嗯，最后一个 ，I'm not joking. 我没跟你开玩笑。
这都是表达开玩笑的意思。
对，刚才他说我们要成 in laws， in 后面加一个 dash， 再加 laws， 就是说我们要成了亲戚了。
嗯，结婚因为婚姻而成为亲戚，姻亲。
Right? 因为他妹妹跟他的哥哥
big brother，
getting married。Okay, the second one. I have made my mind to marry you, Tom.
You are not pulling me on, are you?
No, why? You don't want to marry me?
Yes, but it sounds too big, too good to be true.
Okay.
太好了，简直都不知道说什么了哈。
Uh-huh.
You are not pulling me on, are you?
你不是开玩笑吧？
嗯。
You are not putting me on, 应该说。
嗯。Put somebody on,、
嗯、
就等于 pull one's leg.
Pull one's leg, 也是在开玩笑。
嗯。就是把我穿上或者脱，就是字面意思是把我穿上脱我的腿，其实都是Are you kidding?
Are you kidding?、
Mm-hmm.
哎，然后说 No, why? You don't want to marry me? 你不想娶我吗？嗯哼，
说 It sounds too good to be true.
Too 句型，初中就学过 ，so that's easy.、
嗯、好 ，Okay, let's have a review here.
The first one 都是说开玩笑对吧 ？You are pulling my leg until.
嗯 ，You are putting me on until.
嗯 ，You must be joking.
You got to be kidding.
You are joking me. You are joking me.
Joshing 就等于 kidding or just have a joke with somebody.
Yeah, friends 里都到时候 Are you kidding me?、
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things like this.
Okay, now that's the second part.
Now let's move on to the third part about, you know, English culture
and the stories.
Now we'll go on with the, you know, the Mary stuff. Okay. Okay, next time we'll give you the marriage vows.
Marriage vows.
Okay, most couples exchange some sort of marriage vows at wedding ceremony.
大多数的新郎新娘呢会在婚礼上来交换誓言。
Vows may be prescribed by the church or written by the couple.
誓言呢或者由教会规定或者由新娘夫妇自己撰写。
Traditional Protestant vows involved the promise to love and to cherish for better and for worse.For richer and for purer, in sickness and in health, until parted by death.
传统新教誓词呢，这个大家都听过，永远相爱，无论身处顺境还是逆境，无论贫穷还是富裕，无论健康还是患病，直至死亡将我们分开。
The formal questions and answers at the altar are like the following.
新婚夫在圣坛前与牧师的正式对白如下。
The minister first asked the bridegroom and first named the bridegroom, have this woman to be to your wedding wife to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of marriage. 下面这些话。就是基本上就是你愿意娶此女人为妻，依上帝之意之命与她同过神圣的婚姻生活吗？
你
愿
意爱
她、
安慰她、尊敬她，无论她在健康或生病的时候都不离开她吗？你愿意舍弃所有其他女人，在你的有生之年与她厮守在一起吗？然后这个时候 ，Yes I do, right?
I will, or yes I do.
And
the minister then asked the bride the same question with some necessary changes in it. And the bride also answered, I will.
Yes, I do. 然后呢，这个牧师就会问，谁将此女人交出嫁与此男人为妻？
Who gave this woman to be married to this man? And getting the answer, he takes the bride from her father's or friend's hands.Puts her right hand into that of the bridegroom and asks the bridegroom to say the following after him.
得到回答之后呢，他将新娘从父亲或朋友那里领过来，将他的右手放在新郎的右手里，要求新郎跟着他做。
I take you to my wedding wife to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or worse, for richer or poorer.In sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, to death or to part, according to God's holy ordinance, and therefore I plead you my truth.
他这里呢，新娘就会跟着叫牧师说，我说上就是新郎的名字，娶你新娘的名字为妻，依上帝之命，今后与你厮守在一起，无论身处顺境还是逆境，无论富裕还是贫穷，无论健康还是患病，永远相爱，直至死亡将我们分开，在此与你立下誓言。
Then the bride takes the bridegroom's right hand in her own and says in the same way after the minister, changing the word wife intoHusband.
然后呢，牧师将新郎的右手放在新娘的右手里，要求新娘重复同一誓言。当然，某些字眼要改变，譬如说把那个 wife 改成 husband。
这里面出现最多的就是右手，总是右边，为什么一直是右边呢
？No idea.
好像应该是这样，就是在这个宗教当中，因为右是为贵，而且右一般是因为在上帝。就是在
夫妻右者，
对，我们中国是左为上，对吧？
有吧？
我出其右，我记得可能，不同时期有不同的，有不同的观点吧。但是，一直在圣经里上就是出现，凡是好的都会出现在右边，因为在末世的时候，他要把就 evil 和 good 分开嘛，然后 good 就会出现在右面，而 evil 会出现在
左边。
但
是在戒指的时候呢，一定是右手嘛，就什么都不是啦，一定要戴在左手上才算话。
所以说到这个启示的做法，这个虽然就是在婚礼上大家都会这样 serious， 就好像其实没有100%的约束力，但是可以算是一种专业的承诺吧。
Promise is a promise, right?
所以哎，就是在法庭上也有这种启示，对吧？然后把手放在圣经上，
我就说，
说我发誓，我现在我所说的话都是真的，以上帝之名。
嗯哼，这里好像少了一个环节，就是应该是在牧师问完话以后，应该说有谁反对这桩婚姻吗？对吧？因为经常电视里会出现这种场景。
嗯哼，
这里还是有一个环节。
Shrek.
Yes. So that's all for today.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye bye.